This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kansas side 70 eastbound, heavy before 18th Street Expressway. Stays pretty slow over to the split with 670 with construction affecting the exit ramp to 70. And then heading 35 southbound in Lenexa, things slow past 87. Stay heavy down past 95th Street with roadwork in the right lane. Alan Carr, 96.5 The Fan traffic.
Let's go. Max questions. You want questions? We got answers. You can't handle the truth. You've seen that, right? A Few Good Men?
Yes.
Okay. Tom Cruise. Is that his best movie?
Ooh, that's a long list.
I mean, my God.
Some bangers.
Yeah. The Firm. Mission Impossible 1.
Big.
Risky Business.
Love Big.
Uh-oh, fart. Raymond, you fart. Ray, you effing fart. You said give your final award winners for the Kansas City Chiefs?
Well, we could do Chiefs, but also just in general, you know, some of these, because, I mean, we've been talking about Coach of the Year the last few weeks. I know it's one you've been following. That's coming down to the wire. MVP looks like that could be over. There's some fun ones, though, out there.
Who is the MVP this year?
You know the answer to that.
Drake May?
That's right.
I think so.
I think it has to be.
Yeah.
And then you have to give Coach of the Year to the guy in Seattle. I don't think Vrabel and May can get both, and I don't think the Seattle coach and Darnold can get both.
I agree.
If you give Coach of the Year to Vrabel, then the MVP goes to Sam Darnold. Who got fired?
No, you can make money still on Drake May.
You can?
Wow. Matthew Stafford, minus 180 on certain books. Boots. Matthew Stafford minus 180, Drake May plus 150. After that, it's plus 20,000. So, Trevor Lawrence.
The interesting thing for me is Matthew Stafford did not win his division. Sam Darnold is the quarterback that did win that division. And you guys said earlier you thought it was the toughest division in the NFL this year. And if you're the quarterback of the team that wins the toughest division and the guy who didn't win the division gets the MVP and he's a wild card team going on the road to Carolina, how does that make sense? To explain that one to me, because I look at it as the MVP should either be Drake May or it should be Sam Darnold. And I don't really know that there should be much of an argument being made. Those are the top two quarterbacks for the most part in each of their divisions. I know that New England isn't the number one seed. They're the two seed. Oh, well. And Bo Nix isn't the MVP. The defense is over there, so you can eliminate him from the conversation. So I really do. I think it's a four-headed race between Drake May and Sam Darnold for MVP and Vrabel and the Seattle head coach for the coach of the year. I think everybody else, in my opinion anyway, is now out of the equation.
Who's the MVP for the Chiefs this year? Is it Travis? The only consistent player throughout the entire year, led the team in receiving?
I mean, it has to be, right?
I can't think of anyone else.
I mean, Ariza?
Yeah.
You know,
Creed?
Creed, maybe. He played yesterday.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that guy's like, man, I thought I was hit. Come on, man. No, like, no. I'm out. I don't want to play anymore. Put Norzad in there. He's already in. Play him again. I mean, like, yeah, I don't know. I guess it has to be Travis Kelce. I don't know that there's anybody really else that's on. Like, nobody on defense did anything this year.
I thought Leo Chenal was really good when they gave him opportunity, but he's not on the field enough, so I get that.
Yeah.
I thought his attitude was always good, and that's kind of the reason I don't want to give it to Travis Kelce, because remember the first 8 weeks of the season, guys, we were talking about his attitude and his off-the-field stuff, or as far as on the bench, you know, just kind of when he's not playing, it's like, dude, get your head up. Like, you're the leader. So some of that stuff, I know he righted the ship in that way in the last 6 weeks or so, and it felt like he was really here and present and wanted to kind of be that positive insertion in the locker room and kind of be that leader. But the beginning of the season was a little rough in that regard. But you're right. I mean, I wouldn't be mad. He's the Chiefs MVP. It was pretty rough.
Yeah. BBL stinking.
I mean, there really isn't. I mean, like, I know they always give the MVP award out or whatever, like the Mackley Hill Award, I think is what it may be, their MVP, or maybe that's the Rookie of the Year. Either way, they're going to award this year, and I think, look, I think it does go to Travis Kelce. I think ultimately he was the most valuable player on this team, still put up great numbers, and will go down as the greatest of all time at his position. And I think right now, for a season where nothing went right, literally nothing went right this year, Travis Kelce did go right for the most part, right? And you look back and you're like, man, I understand why he was frustrated, right? I think we all understand why he was frustrated. There was no running game. The wide receivers, can we just all admit now, was the most oversold position group in Kansas City sports history? I mean, like, we oversold, and I'm as guilty as anybody. Mm-hmm. I think we're all as guilty as anybody. That wide receiver group stinks. And that needs a reboot. So there's nobody from there that you can really take away and say, oh, this guy. So I understand why Travis was mad. There was no running game. The wide receivers were oversold to everybody. And he was really the only consistent guy from day one on this team.
Text line, Kelce drops turned into picks. Can't make him the MVP. Got to be on the defensive side.
Who? I don't say text like that without giving an answer. That does nothing.
I like 785, though. MVP got to be Kareem.
He was there.
Kareem could be good, yeah. I mean, you could give a little Kareem Hunt
consistent,
MVP.
Yep. Played in the final game of the season as
well.
Yeah,
he did. Was there when you needed him.
Was your first down getter.
He did his job.
He did. Yeah, he absolutely did his job. But does that make you the MVP? No. I mean, that's where we are, though, with this team.
Yeah.
And so when changes happen this offseason, guys, and we see, you know, this guy go or that guy go, please don't complain and say, oh, I can't believe we let this guy go. We can't find an MVP for this team right now. Like, legitimately can't find somebody on this team right now that stood out this year. So don't be upset when anybody gets traded this offseason, because we're going to Leo Chenal and Kareem Hunt as potential MVPs. Mac put his hand to his face.
6'11".
Exactly. And 6'11". MVP is Kareem Hunt because he got you first down once.
6'11". I asked Binkley who he thinks the MVP is of this year's team.
Nobody.
That's right. Binkley's right.
But it is. I mean, but that like we're setting up the conversation because I know what's going to happen.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
The league year is going to open. Trent McDuffie's going to get traded.
Oh,
and,
can't do that.
And John from Raytown is going to lose his mind. Mm-hmm. How could we do that? There's 6-11 and you name Kareem Hunt your MVP.
A lot of people say Nick Bolton is the MVP of this team. 785, Clark Hunt, MVP, moving the team to Kansas, baby. You dog.
Here we go.
Somebody says Patrick Mahomes, without a doubt. Come on, what are we doing here?
Well, I mean, yes, but he didn't finish the year.
Yeah.
Take a bite out of my ass.
Playoff hot take as we wrap up this conversation.
The ratings are going to be way down, and people are going to be talking about how they missed the Chiefs in the playoffs, and it's not as exciting
without
the Chiefs. It's going to happen.
I think you're right. I think you're actually right, even though I'm stoked. I'll go Bears are this year's Commanders, and Jags are going to the Super Bowl.
No, all right, Jags in the Super Bowl would be kind of fun.
Yeah.
The networks would love that.
Robin, if you're listening to this, please forgive me. The Bills will get bounced in the first round, and McDermott will get fired the next day.
Ooh, I like that.
Love it.
I like
love
that.
It.
Yeah.
That's time.
Is, yeah, it is. Yeah. Yeah.
You want to give Tomlin a bunch of stuff about. Yeah. Hello, 26. You want to give Tomlin a bunch of stuff about being in purgatory? McDermott?
Yep.
The quarterback.
There's no Burrow. There's no Mahomes. That's the only two
there's
dudes.
There's no Lamar.
The Burrow and Mahomes are the only two dudes that have ever knocked you out of the promised land to get into the Super Bowl. So, Bills, I don't know it could be the divisional round you lose in and get bounced.
It could be wild card. That is the best wild card game, in my opinion.
The Bills, Buffalo Jags. That's going to be a good game.
Two contenders, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You let Liam Cohen and Trevor Lawrence go in there. Second year, has Trevor Lawrence ever been in the playoffs and bounce you out? Because it ain't Mahomes, it ain't Burrow, and now it's Trevor Lawrence.
Well, let's talk about it, though. Like, what happens if Buffalo gets bounced? I think you've got to make drastic changes.
I think Dusty's right. I think it's the next day.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean,
see ya.
Yeah, it's
Sean
hey, buddy.
Gone.
Yeah. Sorry, we're not having you open the new stadium.
Yeah,
this is the land of hope and dreams.
Yeah, and it'll be in Jacksonville as
That's
well.
Right.
Well, it is. Yeah, it's on the road. Yeah, there's no more home games unless it's Buffalo versus LA.
Bills are the 6th seed.
Yeah.
Chargers are the 7th seed. Texans are the 5th seed.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Yeah. McDermott. More pressure on him or Josh Allen?
No, it's all McDermott.
Josh Allen ain't going anywhere.
No, Josh Allen's not going anywhere.
That's
fair. It's on McDermott.
That's fair.
Absolutely on Sean McDermott.
We're talking about jobs. Yeah.
We'll see. College football, Final Four is loaded with storylines. I'll dive into all four.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That I believe are the main ones on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Tune in to hear Mitch Holthus every Friday at 7:20 right here on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.